Peace and humbleness, tribe. Welcome to Gem Talks Podcast. This is Takiya here with you. Let's get into it. Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. I hope that you all are having a great start to your week and that you are just being a light in someone else's life. You are spreading that joy, that positivity, that good energy because the world needs it. It is, and I say this every time, but your gift is meant to be shared with others. So I hope that you are sharing your gifts with other people and that you are just shedding your light into their lives. You don't know how much that will make a difference in someone's life. So let's just be mindful of how we are treating people, how we are talking to them, instead of just being positive and spreading that good energy into their life. Okay, let's get right into this episode. Okay, so I mentioned this earlier in the introduction, and I was expressing how it is so important to just share your gifts with other people, because now we're in the trying times where things is very difficult. We're in times of uncertainty. We are in times of feeling depleted. We are in times of just feeling all things negative. So everyone has a gift, regardless of if you feel like you don't. We all have a gift. You just have to find out what your gift is. You have to do a lot of praying. You have to do a lot of meditating. You have to do a lot of manifesting as well. Because if it is for you, it will definitely come to pass. So if you feel that you don't have a gift, I'm telling you now that you do. But it's so important that we are sharing our gifts with everyone. Whether it is making someone laugh, keeping a smile on someone's face, whether if it's comforting someone, or we have a talent and we're sharing it with people, that gift is meant to be shared. It is meant to bring light into someone's life. And it's so important that we are doing that, that we are just spreading love and spreading joy and spreading peace, because we already have so many things now that is tearing us apart. We already have so much going on in the world. But what are we going to do to make sure that our people is good? What are we going to do to make sure that we are taking care of one another? You have to share your gifts with other people. It's not meant for you to just keep held in, keep sheltered. You're supposed to share it. There's beauty in having gifts. Regardless of if someone thinks it's weird, think it's crazy, out of unordinary, it's your gift. And people need to know that you have that gift. People need to see it. They need to experience your gift. Now, if they receive it, then it's for them. But if they don't receive it, it's not for them. And that also just goes back to me saying that you're not for everyone. Everyone is not supposed to be in your life, and you are not supposed to be in everyone else's life. But the people that you attract, the people that are supposed to be in your life, that gift that you have, they will receive it, and it will bring joy and bring light into their life. You have to share your gift with people, because we are just, again, we're in our trying times, so a lot of things just doesn't make sense. A lot of things does not make sense right now, and I don't think we are supposed to understand exactly what's going on. But share your gift, spread your light, put a smile on someone's face, warm someone's heart with your gift. There's so much beauty in that. So much beauty in that. When you can share your gifts with other people and they receive it, just imagine how that will make you feel. See, the thing is, it's your gift is not just for you. You know, just think about it this way. It's someone's birthday. You know, they're expecting gifts. So we go out and we buy those gifts and we give it to them. It's the same thing. Your internal gift, whatever that gift is, you're supposed to share that. You're not supposed to keep it. You're not supposed to hold it in. Your gift is not supposed to be sheltered. You are supposed to let your gift out into the universe. You are supposed to let your gift out to your family, to your close friends, to your associates. Your gift is meant to be shared. You know, there's times of people that they doubt themselves. They doubt themselves and think that they're not worthy. Think as if they can't accomplish their goals and dreams. But when they see you being a light to someone else's life, when they see you sharing your gift, I can only imagine. Can you just imagine what that would do to that person? You know, we always say people are watching you. Yeah, some people are watching you to be plotting, but there's also people watching you in a positive way. There's people watching you to see what you are going to do. See how you're living your life. See how you're making someone else's life precious. Worth living. Someone needs to see that. And see, we can help people in so many different ways. Whether it is communicating with them. Whether it is just saying hello. And giving them a smile. But you can help people by not even having a conversation with them at all. Because they're watching you. They're seeing what you're doing. You can help people non-verbally. That's powerful. That is powerful to be able to do what it is that you do, to be sharing your gift with other people when someone else sees it. That can work out in so many ways in someone's life. It makes them feel that they are worthy. It makes them feel special. But it also makes them feel good. It makes them smile. It makes them laugh. There's beauty in sharing your gifts. Share it. Who cares if people are not going to receive it? Who cares? As long as you are doing your part, everyone is not going to receive it, but there's going to be a few who will receive it and will be so grateful and so appreciative. It's a beautiful thing to share your gift and to give it back to someone, to spread light into someone's life. It's a beautiful thing. Share your gifts. Spread love. Spread your light. Shine your light in someone else's life. Shed your light in someone else's life. Because it's powerful and it's a beautiful thing. It keeps you going and it keeps others going. We are in the times of uncertainty. We need each other more than ever. We need to be uplifting. We need to be encouraging. We need to be smiling. We need to be laughing. Although this does not make sense, although things look bad, we still have to see the good in what we're going through. We still have to see the light, even in the darkness, because there is light in the darkness. Everyone finds their way in the darkness. You might trip, you might fall, you might stumble, but you'll get back up and you'll keep going. So think about people that is experiencing that dark cloud, that darkness in their life right now. You have to be the light for them. Your light is your gift. Share it. It's not meant to be held in. What good is that going to do for you? And what good is that going to do for anyone else? You have a gift for a reason. You were given that gift for a reason. You have a purpose. People are supposed to see your gift. They're supposed to have an experience when they meet you. Or when they've been knowing you for so long, each time is supposed to be an experience. Share your gift. Thank you for tuning in. You all stay dope. Peace. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.